Nation.
Welcome back to the Living Dead Minute, the daily podcast where we resurrect, revitalize, and reanimate George Romero's Night of the Living Dead 1 minute at a time in order. I am Matt from the Savage Land podcast.
I'm Jason from http://www.thatmightbecool.com.
And I am Rachel from the Savage Land podcast.
Today we are discussing minute 28, which starts with Ben finishing up his story and ends with Barbara actually talking.
Ooh.
Yeah, Barbara.
Got a mouth on her.
I think your sentiment from the last minute still stands with this one, where it just kind of keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, 50 or 60 zombies, mother freaker?
And he just plows right
through. Yeah, then he just plows right through him.
Jeez. Mr. Plow, that's his name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
We should get him a jacket made.
We should, and a hat. Well, he was supposed to be a truck driver originally. Wait a minute.
Whoa.
This goes
he
all
was
the way to
Mr.
the
Plow this whole time.
This is definitely something that goes 100% to the top.
So it does, it does raise a conundrum in this, though. If the zombies are hanging onto a burning truck, wouldn't that mean they were not scared of fire?
Maybe they're more scared of falling off a moving vehicle than they are of fire.
Okay.
That fear just outweighed it.
Or they're scared of fire, but they're only scared of small little small fires on porches. Not,
yeah, they're not scared of gas fires.
They're not,
not
scared
the,
of
not
blazing
the moving,
infernos plowing.
Not the moving bonfire.
Like,
if
oh, this
it's
isn't
in motion,
a yard fire.
Then they're not scared.
Like, oh, this is fine. I can handle this.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, a still fire, like a yard fire, then
yard fires
then
are the
scared.
Most deadly ones.
Yeah, but if it's a moving bonfire, then they're not as scared.
Yeah, because it's moving. It's like, you know, where's it going to go?
You'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
It's just gonna plow through that billboard. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Plow through the billboard and then the guardrail and probably plummet to death. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's what guardrails are for, so things don't plummet to their deaths.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Typically where a guardrail is beyond is something deadly.
Although our prediction did come true, Barbara is now trying to tell her story, and it's just not going to come close.
Oof, yeah. And here's the thing. If you're writing this movie and you go, okay, which of these two... I mean, obviously I know the logistics of it, but, you know, which of these two stories should we show, and which one should we have the character recap really quick? I mean, not going to say they made the wrong choice, but they kind of made the wrong choice.
It seems like it'd be... Well, it seems like to some degree, though, in terms of budget, it's probably easier to film Barbara's story.
Well, yeah, and that's why I say, like, I understand the logistics of it. Like, obviously, in 1968, with the type of stuff they had available, it was not very easy to film a moving bonfire with 50 or 60 zombies going through a billboard.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I just, like, especially now with our, like, so I never saw the remake of Night of the Living Dead, but I'm assuming this scene was not in that movie either.
No, it was not.
Dude, glaring mistake. Like,
well, they changed a lot for the film, so I don't even remember if they do this whole storytelling scene in the remake.
Either way, like, you've already got it.
They may have. I don't remember, though.
But, like, it's like if that scene is already, like, just sitting there for you to use, like, freaking use it, man. I don't know. That's just, so the next person to remake Night of the Living Dead, please take a note of that.
Yeah. How many more minutes do you think we're going to have to burn through till something happens?
You guys want to place bets?
Because I've seen this movie a bunch, but going minute by minute, it's pretty hard to predict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say 10.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that.
That's worse than a burning truck plowing through a billboard.
Yeah, I don't know. At least we're finding... at least Ben's got some great vivid dialogue here that we can follow along. I think the next minute with Barbara continuing her story is probably going to suck. I'll be honest with you.
Well, let me give you a little fun fact.
Please
about
do.
Barbara's story here.
Oh, boy.
But I don't know if it's true for Ben's story. But anyways, Judith O'Day says that this was filmed, her telling her story, in one take. And it's all ad-libbed.
Oh, that's...
Like, she made up that story and then they decided to film that for the movie?
Or was she recapping the scene they already shot?
Yeah, she was just recapping. They basically...
Well, no, because the cemetery scene was the last one they filmed.
Yeah, but she just said that they basically told her, hey, this is what...
Oh, this is your rough plot point. Oh.
Yeah. And then she just kind of went from there.
Jason,
so there is a few things that don't add up.
Yeah,
but...
I also think that your prediction is going to be 100% accurate there with next week, next minute.
Sorry, I had some technical difficulties on my end for a second.
It's okay. What do you got for... unless you guys got any more notes on storytelling, how's 1968 looking?
Oh, 1968 is looking like... it's looking like 1968. If there were any...
So bad?
If there were any year that I guessed this happened during, I would guess 1968. July 25th, Pope Paul VI publishes the encyclical entitled Humane Vitae, or Humanae Vitae, which is a lot of Italian words, but essentially is the sort of letter.
Wouldn't that mean life human?
Sure, I don't know. I think that's what it does mean. But essentially,
one of those life humans.
Oh, get out of here, life humans.
So what it was the Pope condemning birth control.
Oh
yeah, we don't want any of those. Oh no, we do want a whole bunch of those life humans.
We want all the life humans.
Yeah,
you know, it probably wouldn't be that flipped. It would be human life, not life humans.
That's what I was thinking, but I like life humans much better.
No, life humans, that's the next shirt going up soon.
Don't prevent life humans.
Oh, man. Which is, if you think about it, this is the opposite of the type of humans we're talking about right now, which is death humans.
That's true.
It all ties in.
This goes all the way to the top.
All the way to the top. The Pope is the top. It started from the top this time. Now we're here.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's, 1968, what can you say?
Not a lot.
Well, hopefully a lot, because we're only in July.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. But that's that day. Well, is there anything else you guys have for this minute, or are we going to go ahead and let these people enjoy their Thursday and go right on into Friday?
Let's let them enjoy their Thursday.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Well, if you have any interesting Pope stories, feel free to send them to zombies@tldminute.com. And afterward, join us again tomorrow for minute 29 of the Living Dead Minute podcast show network. Internet.
Back on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back on the air after an interruption due to a technical problem.
Nothing wrong with the radio. Must have been the station.